sit back, relax. Saturday, May 12th, 2007. Vassals Radio coming up.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Beck. You've got plenty of soul. You're Beck. I mean, come on. Beck. Fucking with my head. From the Mellow Gold album. Arbitrarily also known as Mountain Dew Rock. Before that, we're listening to Brazilian Girls, title track from their last release, Talk to the Bomb, preceded by Prefuse 73, Point to Be. And I've been putting off getting Prefuse 73. It was just one of those acid jazz, trip-hop, instrumental, hip-hop, electronic ambient things I just never got around to. But I finally broke down and got one yesterday, and I like it. Prefuse 73. So now I'm a new Prefuse 73 fan. Now I got to go out and get all their CDs. Wow, that's great. Just what I need. Spend more money in Amoeba. Started off the morning with Prince Paul. This was a cool find yesterday. Prince Paul, you might recognize the name as one of the producers behind De La Soul, and this CD is called Instrumental, as opposed to Instrumental, and the name of that track was, of course, It's a Stick Up, if you hadn't figured that out, and this is a really fun CD. I enjoy it. So that's that. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, isgoodmusic.com. I have a really interesting guest coming in today at 11 called Balcony. It's an instrumental act that was referred to me by Piano Rag, which is also an instrumental act, which is cool. It's a lot easier to mic than things with vocals. But I have December pretty much all booked up, except for the last Thursday in December, which is the 29th. I don't know if I'm going to get that one booked. A lot of people are going to be out of town. But if you go to isgoodmusic.com, you see I have a lot of great bands.
Yes, Lost Souls Radio. We are plugged in. Big ups to John Hirschfield with Is Good, which what you're just listening to. And big ups to Mark Caldwell. Thanks for being born. Also, one of your hosts here on Kill Radio for Here, which goes down Mondays, I believe, from 2 to 4. So catch that, and happy birthday. I'm going to try to make it out there later to his little barbecue. So hope you guys are having a good time out there. And big ups to Justin, holding it down over here at the studio with us, and everyone else at Lost Souls Cafe. EJ, Dustin, holding it down. So we're going to kind of jump right into this. Today we're going to bring to you the live interview we did with Kenji Tanaka, who was one of the artists, who's also a sushi chef at Lost Souls Cafe. I believe he did the February show, which was called and themed Sayonara Capitalism. So, yeah, we're going to bring that to you. So thank you for tuning in. And, yeah, here we go.
こんにちは。絵描きで寿司を握ってます、田中健二です。 さよならキャピタリズムをやってます。皆さんで UFO を呼びましょう。さよならキャピタリズム、あとロストオブラジオを聞いてください。 Hello everyone, my name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter. 皆さんこんにちは。絵描きで寿司を握ってます、田中健二です。さよならキャピタリズムをやってます。皆さんで UFO を呼びましょう。さよならキャピタリズム、あとロストオブラジオを聞いてください。皆さんこんにちは。皆さんこんにちは。絵描きで師匠こんにちは。絵描きで師匠こんにちは。絵描きで師匠こんにちは。Hello everyone. My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. And you listening to Lots of Radio. Radio. ありがとう。Hello everyone, my name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. And you're listening to Lots of Radio. You're listening to Lots of Radio. 握ってます、田中健二です。さよならキャピタリズムをやってます。皆さんで UFO を呼びましょう。さよならキャピタリズム、あとロストオブラジオを聞いてください。あとロストオブラジオを聞いてください。あとロストオブラジオを聞いてください。ロストオブラジオ、ありがとう。ロストオブラジオ、ありがとう。ロストオブラジオ、ありがとう。ロストオブラジオ、ありがとう。 Hello everyone, my name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. Hello everyoneMy name is Kenji Tanaka. Hello everyone. My name is Kenji Tanaka. Hello everyone. My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. And you're listening to Lots of Radio. And you're listening to Lots of Radio. And you're everyone. My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. And you're listening to Lost Soul Radio.
First of all, arigato. I introduce myself. My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm still a sushi chef. First of all, introduce myself. My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm still a sushi chef making sushi. And the reason why I decided the theme of the show is I've been searching for something for entire life, and especially past 2-3 years, I read tons of books, a whole genre and experience about philosophy, religion, science, universe, history, what happened 60 years during World War II, economy, politics, and NASA has been hiding UFO, a big conspiracy about September 11th, you know, sex, body, human being, key, that kind of thing. And I think I found the answer, the apex, and figured it out. So I'd like to share those information with everyone, as many as possible.
Yes, yes. As you have, so through your work that's up in the cafe right now, This is kind of all the concepts and theory and
right
that behind all that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm not good at talking, even in Japanese. I'm a bad speaker. But I still have tons of message. And, you know, I want to say to the public or to the people through my painting. And now you give me a chance to talk on the radio. As you know, my English is not good, so I'm still working on it, but please be patient.
Oh, yes. No, definitely.
Thank you. Okay, so we need to make it everything simple, because when we talk about everything, maybe we need a whole week or something in detail. But once we made the seven formula, then we talk about with the seven formula, then everything's gonna be simple, very very simple. Everything's supposed to be simple. So first of all, maybe you wouldn't understand why you wouldn't believe this kind of thing. He's liar or something. But once you understand or you see the formula, then you can understand little by little. So there's a movie called the movie Pi. So that came out 1990. The director is Darren Aronofsky, the same director from Requiem for a Dream. And the protagonist, the main character, trying to explain everything with like a pattern, stock market, chaos, anything. He trying to explain with the number, but in the movie at the end he fell and commit suicide. But this time let's do like a Pi Volume 2, and everything can be explained with the formula. Anything, cooking recipe, driving, like a painting, sculpture, music, movie, your job, anything. So make it very simple. So everything that has the beginning has the end. Like that phrase came from which movie? The Matrix?
Yes, yes, the Matrix.
So, same thing. Everything that has the end has the beginning. We are just in between. Like when wake up in the morning, then go to work, and then go back and go to sleep. Then next morning, we're gonna wake up. And we never be afraid to wake up, just in the morning of wake up. We're just in between like sleeping and time to wake up, like wake up call. Good morning, America. So everything has two faces. You say that's called dualism?
Dualism, yes, yeah. Dualism.
Yeah, like everything. Yeah, like men kill you, men save you, beautiful women, you know, bitches kill you, bitches save you. Yeah. Water can crash, water can float. Money kill you, money save you. Yeah, everything has balance, right? And capitalism
even war. Yeah, those kind of everything has the two faces, dualism. But now, so let's say capitalism or money. So the other face is getting bigger and it's lost its balance. So capitalism, it was working in the 20th century. You know, we are so happy to work for money. But now we know we don't work for money. We are so happy to, you know, make people happy, or, you know, make people happy face, smiling, you know, no crying or suffering, that kind of thing. Okay, so let's talk about human being. So very simple. So this thing is already came out and it's already done. They already talk about in the movie Da Vinci Code. Yeah, they say human being equal God, God equal human being. Very simple. And so human being equal gods or deities. So any kind of nature, like a bird, tree, water, fire, so they imitate, they copy God. So that means human being has the ability of woods, or human being has ability of birds or anything. So that means we can fly, or we can be like trees, like no food or anything, just only water or sunshine. So the reason why we cannot fly or that kind of thing, because we need to realize we have this kind of ability. So now 60 billion people are living on the earth, right? Yeah, and not everyone's supposed to realize this kind of thing, but just few people realize, oh, capitalism is not working, and what's next? So what's human being? So what's next level? Then we know this kind of thing. Then we're gonna have ability to fly or anything. So let's make it simple. So whole entire world is made of three things. So that's called Ten, Qi, Jin. So Ten is universe, sky or heaven. And Qi is like earth, nature, animal. So anything you can see, trees or water. And Jin is human being, kind, humankind, human being. Okay, so let's talk about the human being, like a three biggest desire. So what's three biggest desire? Like what you wanna do? At least what you wanna do?
Humans' basic needs, as right.
Yeah.
We need to eat.
Right.
Right. Sleep.
Uh-huh.
Right. And fulfill our sexual desires.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. To eat, to sleep, and to sex.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about to eat and the to sex. And maybe next time when we have time, we can talk about to sleep. But this time to eat and the to sex.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So beyond common sense, I'd like to introduce three people from India and German. And one, his name Hiraratan Manek. And he's been living only water and sun gazing. So no food. So that means no poo-poo. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, and another guy from German, Mikhail Berner, and he's been living also water sun gazing in 5 years. And number three, this guy's incredible. He's maybe super human being. His name is Prahlada Jani. How to pronounce? Prahlada Jani from India. 66 years, no food and no water. And both Hiraratan Manek and Prahlada Jani, they have a website. Maybe you can check it out. So those kind of people called Brazilian, B-R-E-A-T-H-A-R-I-A-N, Brazilian, the people who live with a poo. So we are familiar with like a vegetarian, or maybe some people are familiar with macrobiotician, which is based on macrobiotic. And this idea, founder of the macrobiotic is, his name is Michio Kushi. Kushi Michio is a very well-known Japanese people in the world. And that's a kind of vegetarian, based on vegetable. But Japanese food before westernized, let's say 150 years ago, so soy sauce, miso, very simple, and brown rice, unpolished vegetable, unpolished rice, and skin on it. And this good restaurant about based on macrobiotics or Melrose, that's called Em's Cafe. So yeah, maybe can you stop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like we need to get rhythm, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
maybe like.
you're doing so well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good. Don't
yeah.
Okay.
About it, because you know what? You don't even need to go.
Uh-huh.
Out of order.
Oh, okay.
I think right now it just feels like
Since this is, you know, we can go back and it's still recording, right? This is still recording.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, later we just kind of
editing.
We want. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's good.
But
so.
You know what, I think another thing is we'll be a part of the conversation too, because I think that's what you kind of.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Lost Souls Radio. You are tuned in. We're listening to a live recorded interview of Kenji Tanaka, unedited, as you can all hear. Yes. And big ups to DJ Hirsey, who helped put this whole thing together. DJ Hirsey, myself, the messenger, and Kenji Tanaka. Live interview. Big ups, Lost Souls Cafe. Justin Kabibi in the house today. So yeah, we're gonna just keep this interview thing going.
Chicken, pig, you know, you eat chicken, pig, or if you feel like to eat vegetable, and you eat vegetable, so you don't need to pick it, you know.
So it's not really restricting as
right.
more as it's just a matter of choice without excess in some ways?
Yeah, so just feel it. So many people think they're following from idea, like let's say a vegetarian, this is I shouldn't eat, this is I should eat, you know, and they go crazy, and
right,
yeah. So but maybe you can work on you can still eat food, but in the future maybe you wanna be you can become a macrobiotician, or after that you can be a breatharian, so people who don't eat at all. So when I study and I wanna be part of it, I'd like to experience everything. So I tried to become breatharian too.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I remember the last time we met, you were talking about that.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah. So I did only water and the sun gazing and the honey. I took some honey. Then I survived 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So during 6 weeks, I also did. I was walking, and I paint, and I study. I reading, workout. Even I take karate class. I take karate class every Sunday morning. Yeah. So the idea of breatharian is if you don't eat and you feel better, then I understand. Okay. So.
And you kind of receive energy from other sources. Being the sun.
Yeah, or only water.
Other, okay.
Yeah.
And how was that experience, those 6 weeks?
Like, I feel good.
It was good?
Yeah, okay. I feel good. But actually, I'm getting thinner. I lost weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I realized, I understand one thing, that many people die from hunger. Well, many people, think we have to eat because of the idea. Idea, you know, we have to eat, or we die without food. But when you excuse me, when you see this kind of people, in the future maybe we don't have to eat. So then you feel better. So the reason why I was able to survive 6 weeks without food is. I think that's a true story. I understand the breatharian. And on the other hand, the reason why I wasn't able to survive more than 6 weeks, I thought I could survive 2 or 3 months at least without food, but I failed. I only survived 6 weeks, right? So maybe because I forced myself, you know.
Right. So it wasn't really like your
not perfect timing. No right timing.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, like a smoking cigarette. In Japan, when ladies get pregnant, but when they are like a heavy chain smoker, then are pregnant and they're not supposed to smoke at all. But that means they're gonna have stress. So stress that. Very bad for their baby. So doctor said you can still smoke. You can still smoke.
They do.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The idea you shouldn't smoke, or then you're gonna have stress. So stress is very bad for mom and for babies. So.
Right, so that just runs. That's totally along the lines of your of the diet as well.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, is there a particular diet that you follow now?
I not really. I eat whatever I want to eat. Basically, I eat brown rice and white rice mixed together, and tons of vegetable in a miso soup, super miso soup. But I still want to eat hamburger,
yeah.
Yeah.
How about your sushi? Is your sushi?
Yeah, sushi too. Yeah, sushi too.
I'll try some of that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's work on water. So have you ever seen the movie Water Bleep? Do we know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Water Bleep.
Yeah. Water Bleep. Do we know? And in the movie, they are talking about the water, and the other guys from Japanese, Masaru Emoto, and he's been working on the secret of water. Though, so water has everything. Everything has hado, H-E-H-A-D-O, hado. That's a wave. So, if so, like put there's a container and pour water. And you prepare two water. One say, I love you, I like you, love. And then one say, I hate you, I want to kill you. Then crystallized water. Then one's going to be beautiful and organized. Then the other one is which says, I hate you, I want to kill you. And the water crystallized, filthy, disorganized, very bad. And I'd like to introduce another guy from Japan, Taishi Kurata. And he's been also working on the water, the searching for the secret of water. So he found water can be burned. Water can be burned. So when we drive, so you use gas, we use gasoline, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and he's been working on water can be burned. Maybe that means we use water as gasoline.
Wow.
So that's that means like a free energy.
Right.
Yeah. So he made two equipment, mechanical equipment. One, water goes through that equipment and making made a flammable liquid like a gasoline, and the other ones plastic and goes to 100% pure oil. So any kind of there's a plastic container and put in a equipment, then that become 100% pure oil. So that means you can use that oil for the like a vehicle or something. And but still make you can make a plastic container from the oil. So it means super free energy.
Wow! Yes, taking recycling to the next level.
Yeah, super recycle.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, so as we say, we made a seven formula. Then I'd like to introduce the first formula: Sayonara Capitalism Formula Number 1. So human being is made of water and sunlight, and so are the others. And what does connect those two things? Key is connecting two things, water and sunlight. They say human being is contain 60 or 70% of water. And what's the rest of it? What's container? So 70% is water. What's 40 or 30%? That's sunlight. And two things, there's a connection, sunlight and the water. And the key is like a chi, time, mana, or you know, invisible energy.
Okay.
Yeah. So even iron or plastic or even water is made of water and sunlight. And key is connecting to those two things.
The space in between all the particles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about sex. So I'm pretty sure everyone's talk about this subject.
Yeah, throughout time.
Yes.
It never gets old.
Right.
Okay, so I need to bring another subject to talk about sex and fighting. So they say sex and fighting is kind of similar. So I'd like to say sex and fight is same. So I categorize sex and fight and level 1, 2, and 3. But that doesn't mean, you know, 2 and 3 is always better than 1, or, you know, 2 is better than 1, or... So, it could be better for someone. It could be worse for someone. So just telling another way of sex and fight, just categorize.
Yes, yeah, kind of exert the same energy in different forms.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so level one, sex. So making baby.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of, kind of.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Level one and fighting, murder, street fight, and rape. So that kind of thing is fighting level one. Okay, so and next one, level two, sex, regular sex, current sex, right now the sex we are having.
Okay.
Yeah, struggle. We still struggle to find out the true meaning of sex. You know, what we have sex for making baby, and what the other sex. You know, like trying to find out the meaning of sex.
Level two.
Level two, and level two fight.
Oh, yes. Would you mind? Let's just stop real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Because gonna pick up the car.
Okay.
Sorry, Ken.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that way it doesn't sound.
That kind of break really makes me feel better.
Yeah. Feel free to.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
The true meaning of fight. Which way is better?
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, from all the different
right, right. All right.
So you hear that.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay, yes. Level two, fight. Yes, so,
sorry, I don't know if you want to follow with me.
Yeah. Okay, let's start over.
Yes. So, level two, fight. So, war, terrorists, and any kind of martial arts. Like a kung fu, karate, judo, jikundo, that kind of thing. So, and also, we still struggle to find out the true meaning of fight. You know, which way is better fighting?
From all the different arts.
Right, right. Because at the level two, fighting. So, if he knows same technique or same method and same philosophy. So bigger guy, if he's bigger and he's always winning, right? So yeah. Okay, so that's a level two. Okay, so then before we talk about level three sex, so let's talk about level three fight. So so what kind of fighting at level three is like? Do you know Aikido?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost sort of like a type of wrestling, right? Or
yeah. So kind of combine like a jujitsu or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So ki means, you know, like a breathing. Ki is a very important thing. Then most of Aikido they are like a performing. They cannot do it in the real ride, like a real fighting. But this guy, Shioda Goki, maybe you can check it out on YouTube, Shioda Goki, and he's amazing. He's not only performance, he's not performing. So he can do maybe in the real fighting.
Mm-hmm. And how is his name spelled?
Shioda Goki, S-H-I-D-A, Goki, G-O-K-I, Shioda Goki.
Okay. So Shioda Goki and Aikido.
Right.
You should be able to find something.
Right.
Okay.
So, combined together, let's say painting is dancing in the battlefield on the canvas, and or music. Just like dancing in the battlefield on the stage, or composing music is dancing in the battlefield on the music note. You know, like let's say kitchen. Being chef is just like dancing in the battlefield in the kitchen with a chef knife. You know, combining together, and there's no like a.
That's fine.
It is like we still need to fight. You know, we like to fight.
Right, that's a part of the human nature.
Right, right. But not to blame, not to kill. You know, not to cry. Not for making cry, or not for suffering. We still need to fight, but making like a dancing, you know.
Okay, so almost like in like fighting is almost like an art. Like you're saying, it's like dancing.
Yeah, it's
where
dancing.
it's this need, and
no anger.
Yeah, without anger. So it's more like almost just like in a way where people would say friendly competition.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, friendly competition or like yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So Bruce Lee said, he did combine martial arts and his philosophy. And Jackie Chan, his kung fu, he combined martial arts and comedy, and he's inspired Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin.
Right, right, right.
Like Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Jet Li, they are like a dancing.
Right, and I think with a lot of Asian cultures too, they refer to what they do in movies as dancing.
Right.
They call themselves dancers, not really martial artists.
Right.
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 So that's one of the main differences between the level 2 and level 3.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Right.
Taking it to that level.
Right.
Okay.
So in the movie Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee, he said that the highest technique to achieve is to have no technique, or like a good fight should be like a small prey, but playing seriously, like you know, like a job. When we work, we still need to work. We are happy to work, but making sushi or you know serving coffee and helping people in a hospital or something. So like you know, like let's dance.
The art and dance.
Yeah, not for making money.
Yeah.
You know.
That reminds me like in The Last Samurai, when you know he first came to the village, he saw how everything was an art, was there the discipline of everything from you know shooting the bow and arrow to pouring tea.
Yes.
So.
Right. So at the level 2 sex, and I need to bring this movie, very classic movie, When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Yeah, Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, the classic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest question that will sex ruin a perfect relationship between a man and a woman? That's the biggest subject in the movie.
Right.
So at the end, did you see the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they get married.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not pretty sure if they found the answer.
Right. All you get is just in a way what you would want from a movie to get the closure of just seeing just a small part of the answer solved.
Right.
But then really, you don't know what happened after that.
Right. So we still have sex even though we don't get married. Right?
Right.
So, yeah, so it means we're still looking for the meaning of sex. So at level two sex and fight, it doesn't matter winning or losing, or she comes or he comes. No. But at level 3, so it doesn't matter. So there's no enemy. Okay, at level 3 and 6, so this one's called Polynesian sex. Polynesian sex. And so what kind of sex you wanna get image? Maybe you cannot get image from porn movie or something. But check out Yabuyumu. Yubyum, Yabuyum.
Okay.
That's the painting, the sex painting from India. Yeah, maybe you can check it out from the free encyclopedia, Wikipedia or something.
Right, Wikipedia.
Yeah. So, Polynesian sex. So, what kind of people used to have this sex or still having this sex? So, Polynesian people, Micronesian, so Hawaiian people, and American Indian, and samurai.
Mm-hmm. So more of more of the islands in the Pacific, and like most of the Asian or Southern Asian cultures.
Right. Before westernized. My question was very simple. We use condom protection and pill or Viagra, and that kind of thing has been for just 50 years or 100 years.
Right.
So before that kind of thing came out, so how did they enjoy sex? Of course they enjoy sex. I'd like to know how samurai enjoy sex.
Right,
In the last samurai, they show how to fight, but they didn't show how to sex.
Yeah, or how they procreate, they pass the samurai tradition to their children.
Right, yeah.
The way of the warrior.
So Polynesian sex. So basic idea of sex and fighting at level 3 is exchanging energy. So exchanging energy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So method how to Polynesian sex is can I say pussy or dick or...
Yeah, go ahead. we're not restricted.
Okay. Okay, so when we have sex and... pussy and dick, like a socket and a thief, like a socket and plug, and then no moving unless it's getting drier or it's getting smaller. So
okay.
So no moving. So just no need to draw a sword or put up sword. Just connect and leave them alone. So then no need ejaculation. Unless you want to make baby.
Right, so it's not very much about the climax or to reach...
Right.
To have a start and a finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of just like what you were saying earlier, what happens between sleeping and being awake, just being in the middle.
Right.
In between.
The process, yeah.
The process.
Opposed to level 2.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
That's like one of the or even difference.
Right. So let's say exchanging energy. So no need ejaculation. So maybe you may think you feel tired or you feel exhausted, you feel like isolated after ejaculation. But this one just connect together. Then just forget it, leave them alone. Then we work on the breathing. So I need to bring up the formula number 1. Human being is made of water and sunlight, and ki is connecting to two things. And what's water? Pussy get wet, water. And dick get erection, electricity. It's a sunlight, information, spark. So water, pussy wet, water, it's like a gasoline. And dick get erection, and that's like electricity, spark. Then work on breathing.
And not even really too much movement, really, unless again.
Yeah.
Getting dry.
Right. Yeah.
So okay. So really on a as opposed to a physical, there is a physical as well as spiritual, mental connection.
Right.
Creating that energy between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the fighting on level 3,
uh-huh.
Did you see the Fight Club?
Yes, I did.
So, is that level 3?
Oh.
They're exerting anger, though. or I don't know, are they, you know?
Maybe between 2 and 3.
In between, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the movies that fascinates me endlessly is The Fight Club.
Because, yeah. Club, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, really it was like he was more self-destructive,
mm-hmm.
where he really just, you know, found more more happiness with creating pain onto himself.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, at the same time, he wanted to teach people of, like, different ways of living.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, more and more people who felt lost started finding meaning in the Fight Club. So, you know, and then in the end, they take down a couple of bank buildings while they're at it.
And yeah, they destroy the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are still happy to, you know, produce and product and create instead of destroying or killing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, he's that guy in the movie still struggled to find out the way to fight. You know, mm-hmm. We are so happy to fight and fuck. You know.
Yeah.
But not for like a suffering or crying or blaming or, you know, like a. We still need to. Oh, we are so happy to fight and sex, but not like
to learn, fight to learn.
Right.
Struggle.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's that really paints the picture. It's more to exchange energy.
Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, like one of my friends is a trainer in Muay Thai.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the best part is when, after they train, they get to spar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Know?
And that's really to exchange energy.
Right, exactly.
As with a couple or, you know, two people who want to exchange intimacy.
Right.
There's the exchange of energy as well.
Yeah, right. So I take karate class, and when we super sparring.
Yeah.
And we beat up each other. Even elder person, sensei, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I tell you what I learned. You know, you tell me what you learned. Like exchanging energy. Tell me, I tell you. Tell me, I tell you. At the, on the bed, too. You know, at the, when we have sex. You know, I tell you what I learned. You tell me what you learned.
Mm-hmm.
Exchanging energy. Okay, so, we need to make it simple, right?
Sure. Yeah, you know, the one thing the one thing I was curious about, you know, I'm very clear on level 2 and level 3,
mm-hmm.
but then level 1, I guess, I still really want to absorb.
Yes.
on how, you know, how that worked, how it pretty much, you know, how you could go more into detail with that. Or I guess it's well, I'm just looking here, you know, level 1 is basically, you know,
so
the baby.
So level 1, yeah, uh-huh. So making sex, that means leaving the gene, the DNA, to another generation. And the fighting, so murder or rape or street fight, is also leaving the message, you know, this is not good.
Okay, got it. So in a way, just like for sex, the baby would interpret just like the beginning of life.
Right.
And then for fighting, it's the end of life.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Just as simple as that.
Very simple.
And I kind of just see correlation too, just to, you know, sayonara metabolism from number one, and then you talk to me about the water.
Right. So let's make it simple. So formula number 2, sayonara capitalism formula number 2, 0 means 1, 1 means 0, N 0 plus 1 equal 1. So this formula is about sex or fight or any kind of job. So let's say let's talk about coffee shop Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no good coffee shop in the past. So that means there's nothing. That means there's a chance. So means 0 means 1. So there's nothing, but there's a chance. 0 means 1.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Then when you go to you go everywhere, you will see Starbucks,
right.
Tons of Starbucks. So means they stick to the like a capitalism, or maybe when they think they open coffee shop, then they can make money. So when you stick to it, when you get attached to it, so there's nothing meaning. So that is 1 means 0.
Explain that again. I'm sorry.
Okay. So there's no coffee shop. So there's a chance. So yeah. 0 means 1.
Okay.
Yes. Then they open coffee shop everywhere. Then what happened? So following the capitalism, they need to keep opening the coffee shop, right?
Okay.
We need just 1 or 2 coffee shop. We don't need 10 coffee shop or something. But they're still following capitalism. That means keep producing, keep making, keep opening the coffee shop. Then in the 5 years, maybe you will see 10 Starbucks. In 20 years, you will see 100 Starbucks. We don't
right.
need that much.
Yeah.
So when you stick to it and there's nothing meaning, so 1 means 0.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So last samurai, Tom Cruise got the samurai sword, right? And in general, samurai never throw the katana in the battle.
They never throw their.
No. Yeah. So, but he's from America, you know. And what he did at he threw the samurai sword to his opponent. Right.
Yes.
So he was still rely on katana sword, but he changed another way. You know, Western way. So 1 means 0. I don't need to stick to holding. No, this time I can throw it. Yeah. So how can I explain?
Oh no, that's fine. We're trying to understand. So he was using the sword,
uh-huh.
which in the samurai culture, you would never think of that as an option to throw the sword,
right?
Because it's almost
like a part of your body,
right? Yeah. Right. So the fact that he did that was almost like it was meaningless.
But still, it has meaning, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or I mean, he didn't have like a connection to the sword.
He did the right thing. He did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he was, a typical samurai, he never do that. But he became a samurai from America. So that means 0 means 1, 1 means 0. So he can use a katana just regularly.
Right.
But still he can throw to his enemy as like a gun. So he did the right thing.
Oh, okay. So would be adopting the theory of both 0 means 1 and 1 means 0.
Right.
Okay, I got it.
So let's say water is woman and sunlight is man. But let's say women, they could be, they can get, so, in zero is woman, one is man. But also women can be one and men can be zero. So women get wet and men get erection. But women get erection too and men get wet too. So zero means one, one means zero. And still we need to make a result. So action, zero plus one equals one.
So, okay, so, but I'm thinking about how you explain, okay, the 0 plus 1
uh-huh.
is 1.
Right.
But then the 1 plus 0 theory is basically, I would see that as like a negative thing, like how you explain that, you know, just like how 1 plus 0 is basically Starbucks has, you know,
right.
plenty of has become this big franchise,
right?
But
like a McDonald's,
like a McDonald's,
right.
But there's so many that it's almost meaningless.
It's yeah, but still we need to have a few Starbucks,
mm-hmm. yeah,
right. So that is 0 plus 1 equals 1.
Okay.
So we still need a few Starbucks, just like a property. It needs balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in a sense, this is balance. Zero.
Yes.
Zero means one. Is
right.
One half.
It's balance, and it's losing my balance, right? Like this, and
yeah.
I need to go left side, and if I stick to it left side, and then what happened? I fail. So
mm-hmm.
same thing. So zero means one. One means zero. Zero means one. One means zero. And still, 0 plus 1 equals 1, the standing here, that taking balance, everything is balance. So
okay.
capitalism, socialism, communism, it was working, but now they fail. So it's losing balance. But still, we need to go step forward.
Yeah, so right now, 0 plus 1 is not equaling 1.
0 plus 1 equals another 1.
yeah.
Still need to make result.
But because of the times we're in, with capitalism
uh-huh.
kind of coming to an end,
right?
It's approaching one. It's approaching balance, but it's not yet there because of Starbucks. They're not changing.
We still happy to have coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is 0 plus 1 equals 1.
Equals one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we learn many things from capitalism, many things from communism, socialism, like a dualism.
Yes.
So take 0 means 1, 1 means 0. Take balance. So forget, just get rid of bullshit, and you know, take good thing from everything. So 0 means 1, 1 means 0. Then. You don't need to stick to communism or socialism or capitalism. So we always go next level, next step. So we don't need to stick to capitalism. Maybe some say we need to go back socialism. Or maybe we change communism. It didn't work. Yeah, so 0 plus 1 equals 1. So another level. So we still need to make result. We still need to go step forward. So that's the idea of the formula number 2.
And you have your all Americans love to fight and have sex. Does that correlate to the formula number 2 or the kind of?
Yeah. I heard the. You know, one of the biggest mistake I made is before I came to America, I've been here for more than 10 years, and I thought there's no philosophy. You know, all American care about is making money or making sex.
Okay.
But I was wrong. You know, they say, show me, you know, don't tell me, show me. So show me the result. Okay, so I understand the philosophy, or you know, they get tired of talking. I need to see the result. don't tell me, show me. That's one of the biggest, good, you know, best philosophy in America. Then America made progress and they achieved number one. So with the formula, the philosophy, don't tell me, show me, you know. Then America, not only American people, but every one of us love to fight and love to fuck, you know. But not like blaming or, you know, like, but like exchanging energy, you know, people happy, laughing.
Yes, yes. You know? Innately, that is, you know, naturally part of, kind of our human nature to be one, right?
Right.
Be connected.
Right, right.
But through, yeah, through all of these systems that haven't been working, which causes kind of that disconnection, right? But the forces and the energies are innately. Kind of,
yeah. Because at level two, let's say if I, you know, I'd like to talk about sex or, hey, girls, I want to fuck you. Oh, okay.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Yes. Okay, so, as I was saying, no. At level two, and sex and fight. So, when, let's say, I want to talk about sex. Well, I want to fuck you to the girl, and she's going to slap me. What did you say? We cannot... in general, we are not allowed to talk about sex or politics. We are afraid, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of embedded in, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Program, right?
Right. So if I say... you know, I wanna work on sex. You pervert, you womanizer. You get out of here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let's talk about politics. No way. It's boring. You know, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
But at level three, exchanging energy. Hey, I didn't know about sex, or I didn't know about how to fight. So let's talk about it. Let's work on it. So even we are having sex right now. You know, like exchanging energy. So, you know, I tell you what I learn, you tell me what you learn, you know, like a catchball. Yeah, exchanging energy. Yeah. So, we should talk about sex or fight. That's a basic instinct.
Right. Now, on the comment I'm looking at here, like Vince said earlier, all Americans love to fight. Mm-hmm. And have sex.
Yes.
Now, would you say that's any different or similar with Japanese culture?
Since Japanese is westernized and pretty same. Yeah. And this is very interesting thing that the Polynesian sex is not popular. It's getting popular in Japan. Not many people, but a few people know about Polynesian sex. And they've been working on it. And I think it's going to be popular little by little. But I don't find any information in English or in America. Don't know why. Even they love to talk about sex. And I couldn't find this Polynesian sex. Don't know.
And possibly because it involves, you know, with Western culture, it's more... like level two,
right?
Level two sex, where it's just, you know, the need to have a start and a finish with, you know, with the intimacy.
Right.
There isn't, you know, just the thought of exchanging energy.
Mm.
It's more of just, you know, physically knowing that you've reached, you know, the end of something,
right?
As opposed to just thinking about the moment, possibly.
Yeah.
Then you also have the, you know, the level, well, level one, that, I don't know.
I think level one, when people know about level three, and it could be bad for capitalism, because capitalism is based on keep producing. Right.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't capitalism, it doesn't like exchanging. Because let's say I got watch and I've been using this one for like let's say 10 years, then you should buy another one. We live in capitalism, you know, keep buying new one.
Oh, it's no good.
Right, it's been working, but you've been told that you need a new one.
Right. Okay, so. So next one, and before I'd like to introduce the formula number three, I need to talk about Japan. And before I start to study Japan, the longest history the country have is like Indonesia, India, or China, or Greek, or Egypt. I thought they have the longest history in the world. But the more I study about Japan, Japan has the longest history in the world, believe it or not, and still continue. Like, let's say China, I thought China has the longest history, but it doesn't continue. You know, like partially. But Japan, it has long history and it still continue.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that Japan is basically constantly evolving.
Right.
Where it was like this at one time, and then it was like this, but now it's like this, and it's going to be like this in the future.
Right. So never ending. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and 60 years ago, there was a big fighting between America and Japan. And then, I thought Japan did wrong thing and America was right. But now we learn, and in the movie, and they're talking about both have the right thing. So that means the answer hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay, so Sendera capitalism formula number three. I need to bring these people, Jewish.
Okay.
Jewish people. Jewish plus Japanese equals Japan. So JJJ, no KKK. JJJ. But please don't misunderstand that she was born in Japan and speaking Japanese language, that doesn't mean they can be Japanese. They can be someone who only have Japanese green card or Japanese student. You know, anyone could be Japanese. Like even Chinese, Korean, American. In the movie Last Samurai, Tom Cruise became Japanese. And even the one who hates Japanese. I hate Japanese. You know, whatever they do, I hate Japanese. And he could be Japanese too.
Can I go bathroom? Yeah, we'll take a break.
You're listening to Assholes Radio.
Assholes Radio.
Yes, Kill Radio, Lost Souls. That was part one of the Kenji Tanaka interview live about the show Sayonara Capitalism.
Hello everyone, my name is Kenji Tanaka.
I'm a painter. 絵描きで寿司を握ってます田中健二です。さよならキャピタリズムをやってます皆さんで UFO を呼びましょうさよならキャピタリズムあとロストオブラジオを聞いてください
Yes, yes, big up Kenji Tanaka, thank you. We're going to share the other part for you next week. But we got about 10 more minutes left in the show, so we're just going to kind of keep rocking some instrumentals and some more messages. But thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show today, our first live interview on Lost Souls Radio. Again, big ups to DJ Hersey, Vincent Kalanok, Kenji Tanaka, myself, the messenger, Vincent Barrios, holding it down on that live interview. Yes, underneath us we have Notorious B.I.G. instrumental, Who Shot Ya? Check out past archives on LostSouls.com, and also check out what's happening. Gotta say what's up to Gabriel Benavidez and Hutsil for sharing their artwork at Lost Souls Cafe. Check it out, running till June 14th, I believe. Cinco de Mayo tribute to revolutionary artists going down at Lost Souls Cafe. Some pretty bad metal sculpting. And some stained glass work by Hutsil. Doing good things. Tomorrow night, if you're not doing anything, check out Talking Drum. Big ups to Jared, pulling it down every second and fourth Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe. So yeah.
I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef, and you're listening to Lost Soul Radio.
Arigato.
Lost Soul Radio.
Arigato.
Lost Soul Radio.
Arigato.
are for you and me. Elevate your soul. Fly, come with me.
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for us today. You're tuned in to killradio.org. The show is called Lost Souls Radio. Here every Saturday from 3 to 4:30. So yes, thank you for tuning in. Catch up on past archives when you get a chance at lostsouls.com. And check out the latest happenings on killradio.org. LostSouls.com. Yeah, thanks Justin for joining us today, hanging out in the studio. Big ups Dustin, EJ holding it down at the cafe, Danielle, Blackbird working hard, keep doing it. And big ups to everyone at Lost Souls Cafe. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the rest of the beautiful day here in Los Angeles. I'm your host, The Messenger. Signing off. Yeah, Lost Souls Radio.